This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to sound a little nerdy, but there was an article in the Washington Post the other day that kind of blew my mind. Not some dense economic op-ed or article on the Fed and the intricacies of interest rate policy. No, it was ebooks and libraries, and really, what a business model mess ebooks are. Heather Kelly wrote it. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I will tell you, I learned a ton in this article, because silly me, I always thought that once a library had an ebook, it was kind of fair game for everybody. But that is not how it works. So let's break down, first of all, what happens? How does a library buy an ebook as opposed to an actual physical bound copy?
It is shockingly complicated, actually. So there are, you know, there's like five big publishers and tons of smaller publishers, and they all have their own sort of ways of selling the books. One of the biggest ones is we will basically license a book to you for 2 years. You'll pay us $60 just for that 2 years. Only one person can read a digital file at a time. Mm. And if 56 people read it, then the two-year kind of limit is already up. So that's just one example of kind of how they do this.
It's kind of crazy because it creates management challenges all over the place, right? For the user who has to reserve and hold and update and stuff, but also for library staffs who have to deal with rotating inventory and managing all of this.
Yeah, and I mean, a big part of that for them is managing the budget, because it is significantly more expensive and complicated than just buying a physical book. So they need the staff, they need the money to pay for it, but, you know, the readers love it.
Well, right. I mean, look, I'm a big ebook fan, and I really enjoy it, but I do my share of borrowing from a library, but I had no idea it was so crazy. So what happens as a result of this? First of all, on the user end, you start with a great anecdote about people just collecting library logins.
Yeah, and so it's a funny thing. I actually talked to a lot of people who would admit to me that they borrow their parents' login or a friend's, and I'm like, would you like to go on the record? And they said, oh, no, no, no. I would. They're very afraid of librarians is a common thing I find. But there's also a lot of ways you can amass completely legitimate, you know, different library accounts. Like in the state of California, you can get one at the L.A. Public Library without actually living in L.A.
Right. They will cost you $50, though. I read that in the piece.
Yeah, there are some free ones. There's a whole bunch of different options out there.
The other thing people do is basically trick the e-reader they are using, which I found fascinating. People are hacking to get library books.
They are. This is my favorite trick, also because as far as I can tell, it doesn't hurt anybody.
Right.
It is one that I use. If you put a book on your Kindle that you're borrowing from the library, and you put the Kindle into airplane mode, that book cannot return itself until you take it out of airplane mode. So if you're a slow reader and you're not going to make it in 2 or 3 weeks, this is a trick to give you more time to read your book.
Which is always useful. Now, to the business part of this, how do publishers feel about ebooks and libraries and this whole ecosystem that has sprung up?
It's evolving. There's one publisher, Macmillan, who recently made the news. They think that is eating into their ebook sales. And so they're going to try something called an embargo, where they won't sell a library more than one copy for the first 8 weeks after a book is out. And libraries are very upset about that. But I also talked to a lot of publishing executives at the other major publishers who don't agree with this at all. They think libraries help promote their books. They think the current system in place is enough, what they call friction, to encourage people to still buy books.
Heather Kelly, she covers technology for the Washington Post. Heather, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.